proud of you this weekend?
I don't know. Our team played really well on that first game, and Ryan Riley helped me out a lot. He made everything happen, so it wasn't really just me. But and Isaac Sinkle on that second one really helped me take the defenseman away from me. But I thought overall we played a great team game.
We couldn't see the games back here. They weren't on TV. So what was the difference between game one and game two?
I thought we were more prepared game one. We wanted it more than BC. On that first game, Northeastern, we came out a little soft, and we made a lot of mistakes, and we ultimately beat ourselves. But that first game was a good game to look back on and try to play like that more often.
Do you like kind of the chance now to settle in a little bit? The Big Ten Conference starts, teams you're a little more familiar with.
Yeah, I'll get a lot more competitive now that we're playing for the Big Ten title. But I think that we're learning a lot. We're having a good week of practice so far, and we're trying not to beat ourselves, trying to limit our turnovers, and focus on what we need to do to play Gopher hockey, and I think that these next two games coming up will be a good test for us.
Is having Travis Boyd out of the lineup refocused you at all or focused you in a different way?
That's definitely hurt our team a lot, and I think that guys have to step up. I haven't been stepping up as much as I should lately. I think that now those two goals helped me a little bit get on track and try to do more of that to try to help the team, because he's a big part of the team, and when he's out of the lineup, it's hard for us to be the team we could be with him. So I think that we're getting better, but it's good to know that he's going to be back soon.
You like playing center?
Yeah, I like it. It gives me more ability to move around the ice and go wherever the puck goes. So that helps me a lot. But if I'm on a wing too, you know, I can help get pucks out of the zone, but I'll play anything to help us.
From an individual standpoint, was it frustrating not getting on the score sheet, or did you just have to tell yourself to be patient and then
Yeah, for any player, it's definitely frustrating not getting on the score sheet. I think that's one of my best assets is trying to be on the score sheet every night from past teams I've played for. And so it's definitely frustrating, but you just got to keep working and it'll come eventually.
Do you feel like you can be that guy to bring the spark to the offense?
Yeah, for sure. I think I can. I know I have great line mates. Whoever I play with, they're going to bring it. So I know I have to do my job as they're going to do theirs. And we'll get on the score sheet and we'll start helping our team win.
Can we call you Hans Letary? Is that all right?
Call me whatever you want.